This is Wade Brathew with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A comedian won the first round of voting in Guatemala's presidential election 5 days after a wave of protests forcing the country's president from office. Jimmy Morales, a television comedian with name recognition but zero political experience, emerged seemingly out of nowhere to move up in the polls as the political crisis deepened over the summer. Latest count gives him almost 24% of the vote. Robert Gray won the Democratic primary for governor in Mississippi, even though he never campaigned, and his own mother did not know he was running until she saw the ballot. He's a truck driver. After finding out that he'd won and would be the Democratic nominee, he excused himself to take a load of sweet potatoes to a potato chip factory in Pennsylvania. France said it would accept 24,000 asylum seekers over 2 years. Britain plans to accept 20,000 Syrian refugees. And Germany set aside $6.7 billion to help new arrivals. With half of India's 1.2 billion people 25 or younger, the need to create more jobs is acute. Nearly half of all workers are employed in agriculture, a sector that produces just 17% of the gross domestic product. And most of the rest not in agriculture, but 85% in 2012, the latest year for which there is data, work for employers with fewer than 20 employees. Nearly 40% of black workers who are New York City residents are union members, compared with roughly 13% of black workers nationally. The black unionization rate is nearly double that of non-blacks in the city. Black non-union workers who live in New York City make about $4 less in median hourly earnings than their non-black counterparts. Among union members, that difference dropped to $2. University of Utah Healthcare is figuring out what hospitals really cost, and doing so has lowered their cost and improved care. Hospital has been able to calculate, for instance, the cost per minute in the emergency room, 82 cents, in the surgical intensive care unit, $1.43, in the operating room for an orthopedic surgery case, $12 per minute. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathew, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.